From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ended in Brussels, Belgium. He said he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending after he had complained that for too long the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance.
We had a great meeting in terms of getting along. I know most of the people in the room because of last year, because of the year and a half that we've been in office, year and a half plus, but we have a great relationship. Everybody in that room, by the time we left, got along and they agreed to pay more, and they agreed to pay it more quickly.
The president gave no specifics on which countries had agreed to increase defense spending, but he said several countries had cumulatively boosted defense spending by $33 billion in the last year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there was a, quote, new sense of urgency to increase military funding. He credited Trump with having an impact. The president is now in London. His schedule is expected to keep him out of areas where protests are planned. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Mr. Trump will go to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. First, he will visit England and Scotland, where he owns two golf resorts. This is VOA News. FBI